We're here to train our own minds. That's where our first responsibility lies. We have to be responsible for what we do and say and think. It comes down to the mind. So the mind needs to be trained. That's where our focus is primarily inside. But if it's only inside, we lose perspective. This is why an important part of the practice is you also get out of yourself. Start thinking about other beings too, what they need, what they want. And you learn about yourself in the course of that. For example, with goodwill. We wish not only for our own happiness, but for the happiness of others. That means that our pursuit of happiness has to be harmless. We don't harm other people the way we look for happiness. Which means we have to be very careful in what we do and say and think. So we spread thoughts of goodwill to all beings. The problem is thoughts of goodwill for all beings can get pretty abstract. So to make it particular, we also practice generosity. This is where you have to think, who do you want to give things to? Who do you trust that will make good use of what you've got? And as who you should give to, the Buddha said, you give where you feel inspired. We want to make sure that we have that element of freedom in our choice of what to give, who to give to, when to give. But what we give, if you want to be skillful, you have to think about what does that person need. This means you have to put yourself in that person's place. And as you do that, you get out of yourself. And once you've gotten out of yourself, then you come back. You get a better perspective on what's going on in your own mind. This is why so much of the practice in the forest tradition is looking after the ajahn. The monks looking after one another when they're sick. So they're not just here for themselves. They're here for the community as a whole. And in doing that, they expand their mind. And they also expand their perspective. They start thinking about what other people need. And then they turn around and look at themselves. What do they really need? And that way, the practice develops together. You look after yourself and look after others. Think of that principle of the acrobats. Each acrobat has to look after his or her own sense of balance. That makes it easier for the other person to maintain his or her sense of balance. As the Buddha said, when you practice meditation, you're not the only one who benefits. Other people benefit too. But at the same time, by being kind to others, by being patient, having equanimity, having goodwill for others, you benefit as well. So, get out of yourself. Look around. See what people need. And be very particular in what you notice. We can talk about happiness in general terms, but what actually would make another person happy? It's good to think about that. The Buddha said, you're kind to others, you're generous, you speak words that are good for them to hear, and you think about their genuine well-being and giving them help. That way you create a community in which it's good to practice, and in creating a good community, you're creating a good environment for yourself. So it's not a matter of one or the other, yourself or other people. It's both. And learning how to balance both, you get better at both sides.